What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology coming to Prime Video on April 25th. This series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, premiering on April 25th.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Hi, Scout.
Hi, babe. How are you doing?
Oh, man. My voice is still fucked. Sexy, raspy.
Do you ever get like fogged out? Like, do you ever like feel like you're super foggy, like your ears clogged, you can like
every
hear yourself?
Every single day.
Okay, so I finally went to a doctor, ear doctor, and got my hearing checked. I'm A-okay. By the way, those tests are fucking gnarly. I thought I was deaf. Like, but when I went out, I was like, I failed this fucking test. And she was like, you know, a lot of people freak out when they take that test because you're like really like listening. And when you think you hear something, it's like being in a scary movie. I was like, Do I hear something? Wait. Was that it? Was I supposed to click then? Like, I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, I'm deaf. This is why I can't hear something. But no, I'm A-okay. And then she was like, well, she's like, you have some sort of like
a deviated septum?
Yes. Yes. And
really?
So she was like, well, let's just try like this nasal spray. And whenever I take any sort of medication, I think I've said this, I am like a baby. I'm literally a fucking baby. Like, if I take some sort of Tylenol or anything, it affects me so much. And so I feel like I'm...
You're high, but
I feel like
way.
I might be high right now. I'm a little high. I'm a little out of it. I feel like I took like a cup full of NyQuil.
Oh, I hate that feeling the next morning.
It's so weird. Like, this
awful.
Is how I feel like when I smoke weed.
Right.
This is why I can't smoke weed, because the next day I'll turn into
shitty.
An ultimate stoner. And I'll just be like, yeah, man.
What if you eat it? It's still
yep.
the same. It
still
doesn't
Stoneville.
Matter.
Stoneville wow. high. This is what, imagine if I took fucking weed.
No.
And this is how I was all
You'd
the
just be
time.
Sleeping. You'd be like the most chill stoner ever.
Oh, totally. If I take it, yeah. People
I
feel like
mind.
That when I take Advil. I'm like, what's up?
Oh, God, I wish. Every one I have surgeries or always, if I'm in the hospital, I always tell the doctors, like, okay, I know I'm little. I have an incredibly high tolerance.
What?
Like, when you have to give me, like, the strong good stuff because it doesn't do anything to me.
Huh.
I don't know why.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I need it. I need the big stuff.
Man, everybody wants to be you. They're like, yeah, let's go.
No, everybody wants to be you. I want to get fucking high off Advil. I wish. I could take like six and it doesn't do anything to me.
Oh my God, that'd be so funny. And also too, you know, like Burning Man. Maybe I'm still like you know, recovering from Burning Man. Yes. It takes me like a month to...
So,
like,
you know, I don't know if you guys know. Will you explain to our listeners who don't have any idea what Burning Man is, what it is? And this will be probably like, this is going to air in 2 weeks from when we're recording. So
yes. It's funny because whenever somebody asks me that, I always go with this full elaborate like explanation of what Burning Man is, but it's easy. Burning Man is self-expression. That's what it is. It's a community that is built in a couple few days of over 70,000 people. A fucking community is built by hand.
See what we can accomplish when we come together.
Oh my God, that's what it is. It's community, self-expression, and it's a fucking good time. Mm-hmm. Like that's it. It's such a beautiful place. It really is. And this was like the first year that I went with my partner. Mm-hmm. Usually I go as a single little tadpole, but now I went with Tom, and it was a completely different experience. Like every year that I go, it's just like, it's
so... Is it 5 days in the desert, or how does it...
It's 7 days in the desert.
7 days, okay.
But people, you know, people come in for 4 days, people come in for a couple days, people go extra. They come a week prior to help, you know, set up and all that kind of stuff. Like, because streets are formed.
How do materials get there? Are they like just big trucks that bring stuff in to build stuff?
RVs, trucks, okay. Bed of trucks, cars on the fucking, you know, the racks.
Right.
Car, like,
are there sponsors, or how do people pay for that stuff?
So Burning Man has like tickets are sold. Okay. To go to the event. So, and then for some reason this year, I don't know why, I was just like so dedicated in getting a ticket that I didn't read that I was like the expensive tickets before the actual tickets came.
Oh.
So I spent $1,500 and I was like, what, on each ticket? And I was like, whoa, that's nuts. I was like, I don't remember it. But I was like, since it hasn't been on for a while, I was like, maybe that's why. But no. So people can buy special tickets before to help Burning Man.
Oh, I see.
Stay. You know
Got
what I'm
it.
Saying?
Right.
Normally they're like $450, okay. $50, $500.
Okay.
And then everything that you pay to bring there.
Got
Food,
it.
Food, water,
and
shelter.
You don't pay for stuff when you're there.
No.
Got it.
You don't pay for anything. A camp got in trouble because they were selling shirts for their camp logo, and burners were like, this is not what this is about. Like, this is not a promotional...
Do you have to trade? Because it's barter, right? Do you have to trade something?
But you don't have to. You don't have to. It's literally people coming up to you
just
and going,
giving.
come, have... Like, there was a Dole Whip.
Okay.
Right down the street from us, and it was a
Dole Whip.
Gosh, what was the name of these boys? It was like treasure. It was something like a pirate themed, and it was all these gay boys, and they served Dole Whip every day. It was amazing, and then they would spritz you down, and they have a bunch of candy. It was great. I stopped
awesome.
There every time that I went out for an adventure for like 5 hours. I would come back and I'd be like, "Let's go get some fucking ice cream before we go back to our camp." But the only issue with this year, which I mean, I've gone for 3 years and I've never experienced the weather how it was this year. Apparently, because I stayed at a camp that is filled with engineers. So they help build the art pieces that are in the middle, the playa.
Okay.
Which is these sculptures
that's
that
what
people,
they burn down at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yes. So these sculptures that people, you know, spend years and years creating or however long, but beautiful, beautiful pieces. And I do have to tell you that the sculptures look so different during the day than they do at night. It's like they come alive.
Oh.
It's like all the lights and like what you
right.
can see, what you can do with them.
Right.
You know, it's pretty incredible. But so I stay with a lot of those engineers that help build those art pieces, as well as the temple and as the man, the focal point of the playa. But the winds were fucking gnarly.
They were crazy.
They were gnarly. For and rainstorms, which made like the dirt,
oh,
you know,
oh my God.
So there was a lot of like bumpy roads,
right?
And you know, you're in a you're biking your way around. Right. So like hitting those fucking those little holes were not so great. So I think next year, Tom and I, he loved it. He loved
good.
It.
I know
he,
you were nervous about like, this would be a new adventure for yeah. me, you know?
No, he absolutely loved it. So he wants to build an art car, okay. which is a car that can go in the middle of the playa. The only vehicles that can be driven around there, but they cannot look like a car. You have to decorate them. Like there's fucking spaceships. There's fucking pirate ships. Like there's these, this camp that had like cupcakes. And it looked like they were on hoverboards and their little heads just stuck out of the cupcakes. And it was just a giant cupcake. So all you just saw were these floating heads of cupcakes just rolling around. So I came up with my, on the front of my bike was because I used to have an ET growing up. That was like my blankie was like this ET doll. I've tons of pictures of me with this fucking ET doll. And I told Dee, and it never clicked with me until, you know, a couple years ago. And I told Dee, I was like, oh my God, I fucking had an ET doll.
It was meant to be.
I was obsessed. So I had an ET on the front of my basket and everybody would be like, oh, phone home, ET. So I want to do an ET art car.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to do like, if you know, I want like his finger to like glow. You know,
that would be awesome.
Yeah. So that's,
do it, dude.
That's what we're going to do.
And then you bring it there and then you truck it into the mm-hmm. center. Okay.
Yeah. And then you just ride along it. It's
are there,
cool.
Is there a lot of swinging going on or like hookups? Are there like certain pods that, you know, are like more sexual than others?
Yeah.
Or?
I mean, there's the one tent that everybody goes to have. The orgy tent. Oh, convenient. There is the orgy tent. I've never partaked in it. A lot of the times I was passing it this time. I was passing it quite a bit and I was like, oh, there's the orgy tent. But it's interesting. They really have done the protocol where they will do an interview before you go in and make sure that this is something that you guys want to do and that you guys are comfortable with each other and that nobody, and this is a rule too, you can't go in there like in with substance, like any sort of drug or anything. Like you have to be coherent.
Into Burning Man or into the orgy tent?
Into the orgy tent.
Oh, okay, I see.
Into the orgy tent, okay. Which I think is really, really great. Sure. You know, like it's like you're too drunk.
Yeah,
like,
come you can't on. Come out and say you don't remember.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that. So that's really, really great. Yeah, so I mean there's that stuff, and then obviously there's some you know, you meet someone, you hook up. Like there was a girlfriend of mine, she's now a girlfriend of mine, but she was a friend of someone that I knew at the burn, and every time I would turn around she'd be making out with somebody else. And I'm like, Jesus, I'm like, what number was that? But you know, like I had my playa loves too, you know. I had a couple of you know, little flings.
Did you continue it after?
I did, actually.
It's not the same, or is it?
With my friend Paxton. It wasn't the same. No, it wasn't like, the
it's
same.
Like, it's like love set on love yeah. on set, you yeah. know? You're like, it's not love.
It wasn't
it's
the same.
Location.
It definitely wasn't the same, but it was a beautiful experience to have that sort of free spirit, like sort of
yeah,
like, you know,
sure.
bond with someone
oh, yeah.
and dance the night away, you know, along the stuff. But I was trying to think of like the stuff that Tom and I did while we were on the playa. We went to there's a lot of healing and a lot of workshops that happen at the playa for couples, for singles, for they also too they have AA meetings all along the playa, like for whatever sort of, you know, stuff. And they have yoga classes, they have acupuncture classes, they have massages, like they have all this stuff, you know. So like they have like pampering spas, they have, you know, foot massages, they have even they have jewelry making, they have glass workshops, they have Muay Thai, they have like silk workshops, they have all this shit, you're given this book and you just kind of have to go through the days and just kind of pick and choose what you want to go experience. Mm. And that was us.
So everything is like pre-planned ahead of time mm-hmm. and what's available. Got mm-hmm. it. And there's like, okay,
and
like
then a catalog you can kinda, or yes, whatever. And then you go to the class and it's free. It's all free. That's like awesome. We did so much stuff. We made so many jewelry. We tried to do the glass workshop, but it was closed. But yeah, it was super, super great. But a lot of our time was spent at this certain camp that did classes for couples. Oh. Okay, so there were, so continuing on the story, there were classes that Tom and I took. We took this orgasm class.
You were telling me a bit about this.
Yeah, like energy orgasm class.
Okay.
And it was really, really interesting to come into this small like teepee tent. It was like 40 people, I think. And this woman leads through all the classes, all the, you know, the she guides you through this energy orgasm. And then you go on this like spiritual thing, and Tom was next to me, and then I had this other girl was next to me, and she was talking to me beforehand, and she was like super excited, and I could hear Tom, you know, like making noises a little bit more than I was, because I don't think I was connecting as well. And I spoke with Tom, and I think he maybe might have had like a different experience than I did. And then the woman had, you know, volunteers come up and join together and just see if anybody wanted to do like a group connection.
Okay, just talk me through exactly how this is happening. What do you mean volunteers going up? What does that mean? Give me like let me get
like,
a visual.
Okay, so it first started with her. So the teacher. It started, does anybody want to come share an energy orgasm with me?
So hands were going up.
This one girl went up and they like kind of got really close, you know, like Indian style, like super, super close, like intertwined with one another. And they went through the steps and their bodies were like shaking and like they were like, it was nuts. It was really sexy actually to watch.
That's so weird. All I'm doing is thinking of like HBO's Real Sex. I know you never saw it because it's so
old.
Which
I think I have actually. I think I did. I think I remember watching it like when my dad, you know, go whatever.
Like late at night or whatever.
Yeah, late at night and like see stuff.
I guess that's why I never see anything weird like that on TV that I didn't. Yeah. I was like, wait, that's a real thing?
But so people were doing it. Like, they, you know, she had like partners, you know, you could choose or partner that you had and you sort of do it. And this girl next to me was like, do you want to do it? And, you know, if Tom wasn't there, I probably would have. But like because Tom was there, there was like this sort of weird thing that I was like, oh wait, I can't, what?
right you weren't 100%.
But it's definitely like, you know, that sort of thing in my head sort of switched, you know, not being as like open scout, because you are in a relationship,
right? Isn't that weird, because it should kind of be the other way around, right?
Yeah, but it's like it's not something that I would want
you
to
experience
do.
With somebody else in front of your man. Yeah.
I wouldn't even fully be able to go to that sort of experience.
No.
And I would just be uncomfortable. Yeah. And I probably wouldn't want him to do that either in front of me.
Oh my God.
You know,
imagine.
So it's like, it was like this interesting thing, but I think I spoke with Tom, and Tom would have been like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. I think he was like, yeah, sure. You could have done it. And I was just like, wow, interesting.
You're not fucking somebody up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, but still, you know, it's something super crazy. But
and does it depend on the person, like whether or not you're vibing them, if you actually have this big orgasm?
I think so. Like a lot of people in the room didn't experience anything with people. So, I mean, it was just like a Cody is literally getting pets right now from Danielle.
Yes.
It was just kind of like only a few people here and there like had an experience.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. So I thought that was really interesting.
Interesting.
Then, of course, we did the DMT breath work, which was amazing.
What does DMT stand for?
Oh, Tom, what does DMT stand for? Oh, God, we don't know. We don't know, guys. Look it up. Some chemicals in the brain. some spiritual chemicals in the brain. It's all about like using yourself and your brain and your body to achieve the ultimate goal. It's a sort of breath that you do to achieve what you would need from drugs or from medicines or from physical touch or whatever. It's all about we are capable of doing these sort of things with ourselves.
Got it.
And I, of course, was too far along in my head, and Tom had a beautiful experience. But I mean, I don't know. I find these experiences to be really great. And then I also got engaged, you know?
Yes. So there's that too. Oh yeah. There's that. And then there's that. I know a lot of you guys have been writing in saying congratulations to Scout and Tom.
Yeah, thanks guys.
So do you want to tell everybody how it went down? And it couldn't have been more apropos for you to have it happen that way.
I guess Tom had been trying to propose the night prior at the man burn, and the situation, I was on shroomies and I was kind of, you know, hopping along like a bunny rabbit to too many things, and he just didn't catch me. He just couldn't catch me because I was just like, ha, let's go here, ha, let's go here, ha, let's go here.
He's like, son and of let's a go bitch.
Yeah, so it just didn't happen. And then the day after, we were packing up, and then we were supposed to go on our last like bike ride through the playa to look at the art pieces again before we left. But we were packing up in that fucking heat after, you know, having six nights of like, it was, we were kind of bickering, we were kind of just frustrated, and it was just like, it was too hot, and we just had so much shit to do.
Perfect time to propose.
Yeah, perfect time. So then I kept on telling Tom, I was like, I don't want to do the bike ride. I just want to like pack this up and get home because you have to work at 8 a.m. Like, we need to get you home.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, it took us 16 fucking hours to get home. Yeah, because of the fucking weather. So they'll close.
How far is it essentially from California, from LA?
It's 6 hours to Reno, and then it's 2 hours from Reno.
Okay, so it took you double the time.
Yes.
So 8 hours was 16.
Yes.
Holy shit.
So they will close the gate, which is about like maybe 2 miles to where the city is built. They will close the gate if the weather is bad. So people, you know, obviously accidents and all that stuff. So you'll just sit. So we sat for 4 hours in the line.
Are people getting out of the car, like peeing outside the car and stuff like that?
There's porta potties along the line. Okay. But people are getting out, talking to one another, exchanging stuff, like eating, whatever. We were watching a movie. I think we watched a movie that we had, you know, we didn't know what the fuck it was, but we watched a documentary. But anyways, so I was like, you know what? I actually haven't like gotten any photos or anything. So we went into the abyss outside of our camp, and I went with my chaps, my favorite mermaid chaps, and I was like, this is what I want to take my photo in. And I had like this jewel top on, and I finally was like, you know what, I'm just gonna do a topless photo. And I gave Tom my jewel top, and I turned around, and he just started doing like this like baby speech, and then started reaching into his fanny pack, and I was like, while I'm topless, like literally, like while I'm topless. And I don't even think Tom asked me, baby, I really don't even think you asked me to marry you, because I think we were just so like distracted by what was happening. And I think I just like put it on. I think it was like a fast thing, and there was cars of people leaving,
right,
and it halted, and I could see them, and everybody was like, "Wow, congratulations!" And then this guy comes up on a fucking bike, and he's like, "Oh my God, is this a proposal?" Oh. And he's like circling around, and he later found me on Instagram, and he's like a fucking writer, a novel writer, and he was like, I have photos, I have videos, and blah, 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 and all this stuff.
Did you get it all? Did he send it to you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, all these Facebook stuff. So I have a thread with all my camp, and this Facebook, our picture was coming up.
Oh,
and
good.
So we were getting tagged, and I also got tagged on Instagram with all these photos and
amazing
stuff. So it was really cool.
You're gonna blow that up and like do some art, like paint it, or you know what I mean? Something for your
100%
for your house.
So such
a special moment.
That's how it happened, man. And then I came back to camp, and I was like, guess what, fucking bitches, you know. And then they were like, we have champagne, and so they popped it, and we had some champagne, and then we had to continue packing, and then sat in the car for 16 hours and went to a fucking gas station that was so fucking slow. It took 40 minutes to fill up a gas tank.
So you're
because we didn't
you basically
get gas.
Felt what it's like to be married, like immediately.
Yeah, immediately.
You're like, if we can endure this, we can get through.
I don't even think we ate. We couldn't find anything open along the way because it's all small towns, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it, so was, it was a lot.
What does Scout Compton's wedding look like?
Oh, man, I'm trying to figure that out. I think I'm trying to figure that out more than Tom.
How are you doing it? Are you looking through magazines or online, or like what's your vision?
So I was trying to find a venue. You know, I do know that I want to do a ceremony at the Burning Man.
Yes, yes.
Like that's my dream, yeah, to do a ceremony at Burning Man. So obviously anybody that wants to come to that, that can, and my, you know, my burners that I know, which, right, you know, that will end up going to that ceremony. So I definitely want to do that next year. But I definitely want to have like, I want a wedding. My dad was like, well, you should just do, you know, just get married in the courthouse. Or get married in Vegas.
Oh, no.
It's like, no, I actually want a wedding. I feel like either desert, Joshua Tree, mm-hmm, something like that. Or honestly, personally for me, I think Sequoia.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like something in the trees. Something woodsy. Like cabins.
Do you,
like,
want it around the like fall? Is that, or do you like summer, winter? Like what's your vibe?
I think maybe the fall. I think so, yeah. And then, you know, I already know like my bridesmaids, my bride man, my bride men. I don't know, you know, and so I want to do something super special to ask each bridesmaid.
So is it like a whimsical sort of tree house, like forest vibe?
Yeah,
for your
very
wedding?
Forest. I want outside venue. Yeah, I want to like be dancing under like lights and trees and stars. Like that's what I want. Okay. That's definitely what I want. Well, that'll definitely be like a pizza truck.
Okay.
Like it's going to be like pizzas. Everybody can get their own pizzas. There'll definitely be a chili fruit stand.
Okay. Yes, of course. Of course.
I just going to be like super intimate, super, like small. I don't know. I just really want to dance and I want the ceremony. I just want to be like under the stars and with nature and by trees. Good. Like that's ultimately what I want.
Yeah.
His sister, one of his sisters is like, does flowers. Mm-hmm. So I definitely want her to like do, you know, like help me with the flowers and all that stuff. Cause I do not know any of the girly side of things.
Yes.
But yeah. And then obviously whatever Tom's input is, I don't know what it is.
You want to know what it's going to be?
What?
Whatever you want, babe.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what happens with a husband. Whatever you want, babe.
But
whatever
I do
you want, babe.
Want a costume change.
Okay.
I think I do
want
that.
Do you
want
to get out of here? What if you had a dress that you could, you know, they make like the dresses that you can take off pieces of it.
Yeah.
And you're still wearing it, that's, but it's just something
thing,
that's removed.
That's the thing that's like the big question mark. I don't know what kind of dress want.
You're going to go try on dresses.
I know. I want
to. I can
to.
Go with you.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And you're going to end up getting something that you never thought you would want.
Do you think?
Yeah.
What do you see me in?
You know, you're not gonna know until you put it on.
Yeah.
And it's not gonna be what you think it's gonna be.
Really?
100%.
I do know I want a custom jumper for
great,
like 70s like flared out custom jumper.
Sure.
Like deep back, you know.
What I think is you'll probably end up having some sort of beautiful bodysuit, lots of of jewels and stuff, and then maybe you'll have like a big crazy ball skirt, and then you could take the skirt off and put on the pants.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the top stays the same. It's like a multi-use sort of thing.
Totally.
But you get it made. You figure it out. You design it yourself. You take different pieces of dresses. You're never going to be someone that goes to a store and finds the dress you want and buys it.
No.
You're going to have to get something made, but that's okay. It's better that way.
Yeah, but then I'm also thinking mortgage or marriage.
Well,
but
what
you
can buy a house first and then have your wedding at your house in the desert.
I know that was the plan. But I don't know if we want to go to the desert. I really don't. We don't know where we want. We finally, Tom and I, narrowed some places down.
Right.
That we're like, okay, we're going to go visit those.
Yeah. And you'll
and
you'll
see
vibe
if we
it.
Like it for a weekend, see if we like it, and then go and spend longer times in those areas.
Yeah.
And then find out what. But I don't want to wait that fucking long. That stuff for me sounds like 2 years from now, then I'll get married.
Well, I get
that
it.
That sounds weird.
I got married 9 months after I got proposed to.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, just enough time to not lose my mind.
But it is funny because it's interesting because like the guy never brings up that. Like we're engaged, but I've never heard Tom bring up like a venue or like anything.
I know,
but it makes, I'm just like, well, shit. I don't want to do this myself.
You're going to.
I know.
That's the fun part. Isn't that fun for him? It's not, he's not putting his fucking board together on his wedding dreams. Like, it's like, it's a girl's thing. It's your day.
We know the budget. We know the budget.
That's good.
The budget. We might go a little bit above that budget, but we both do cons. I think we're good. We're going to use our con money.
Of course.
Talk scary to me to do a wedding. It's going to happen. You know,
there's certain things that you definitely like need to spend your money on and things that you don't need to spend your money on.
And that's why I want to send like my invites for my bridesmaids sooner than later.
Yeah.
Because I do like community, obviously.
Yeah.
To like maybe help with that sort of stuff because I am not girly. So this shit doesn't matter to me.
But it doesn't have to be girly.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I've never really thought of a wedding. And now that it's happening, I'm like, yeah, I do want a wedding. Right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Right.
So I'm like a toddler going, yeah, I won the wedding.
Oh, okay. I'll
sure.
help you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, what do you mean, what a wedding? What does that mean?
Wait, I have to do what?
Oh my God. I've been looking at wedding packages.
Oh no. No, you know, that's not her. You. You don't need a fucking wedding package.
I think it's great. I'm like, okay, they have everything.
No.
I was like, this is great. It's a package. $10,000 package.
I don't know. It seems very like, we're so used to working in hotels at like conventions and that sort of like stagnant vibe. Like you want to be more creative and do like vendors and stuff, but by doing that it does get more difficult.
Yes.
Like it gets very complicated.
I don't want that part.
I had my wedding at this beautiful inn in Halualoa, Hawaii. This big pavilion outside on a cliff. Like I very 69 people, like very small wedding. And I loved it so much, but the things that I made a mistake that were an issue that I would have liked to have not done was the venue didn't have a kitchen.
Oh.
So everything had to be brought in. And because I was on the island, the caterer that I got was in Maui. So they had to come over. And then, so I couldn't have like, you know, I wanted like chocolate souffles. Can't do that. There's no oven. I wanted lava cakes. I can't do that because how do they cook stuff? You know what I mean? So there were just things that, and also like there was no sound system. So I had to, there's only one person on the island that DJ'd, and I didn't like the DJ. So I brought in my DJ from LA, but then I had to get all the sound system stuff and put it up at the venue. Man. So we got it on Amazon.
Oh, wow.
And David just wired everything for the pavilion through Amazon. And then I fucking returned it after the wedding. It's horrible.
Oh my God. Amazing.
But it's, but it's stuff like that you're like, well, shit. So yes, venue that has some of that stuff, super important, but then you don't get the like personal touch, then it seems sort of like package A, B, or C. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like kind of finding what's really important to you. And the one advice that somebody gave me that was really, really, really good was spend your money on the photographer.
Okay.
Most are like, oh, my friend's a photographer. They'll just take the pictures.
No, or I can't do that.
Or people at the wedding will take pictures. My photographer cost me a fortune and my wedding photos were fucking stunning. And that's the one thing that I have that I look at all the time.
Oh, I love that. That's very
flowers.
Important to
they
me.
Disappear.
Yeah,
I spent money on my dress too. Loved it. I didn't want a veil, and I ended up falling in love with a veil. I didn't want a veil. I was like, I'm not wearing a fucking veil. And I got everything made, and then I did not feel like a bride.
Wow.
I loved my dress. I loved everything about it, but something was missing, and I didn't know it was missing until I put it on.
Aww.
And my last fitting, and I was like, I need a veil. It's not complete until I have a veil. And I got the most beautiful, and that was my favorite thing as part of my wedding dress, like everything. Mm-hmm. It was the veil that I never wanted, that I was so opposed to. So you never know. Once you put it together, you have to see how you feel. And it's really hard because you've been a princess many a times at premieres and on sets.
Yeah.
You know, so to make you feel like a princess is going to be very difficult.
Yeah.
As far as like makeup, hair, wardrobe, like you know what you want. Mm-hmm. So it ends up being it's going to not be what you expect it to be because it has to be different. It's like it's like the beauty pageant women, you ever seen those that like then go get married and they're like it doesn't feel any different than how when I'm in beauty pageants. Like I have to feel like this is a special
day. How many dress shops did you go to?
Two.
Two?
Yeah, and I didn't want to spend the money on them. So I went to Florida and I walked into a place that where they made custom ones. And I was like, here's two dresses that I love. I want them mixed. Okay. Can you make something for me? And I want it to be blush. I don't want it to be white. And I want this. I don't want this.
Oh, see, you know what you want. I'm going to go in there blind.
Yeah, but you know, I went and I looked at like magazines and Pinterest
I have saved some stuff. I saved actually like a boutique in Los Angeles that I really, really like that I might possibly. But also Say Yes to the Dress.
Oh, yeah. You got to go to New York.
I wrote them.
Yeah, you should.
I wrote them a while back and they were like, you let us know.
Yeah.
So I might possibly
for sure
do that. I don't know if I want to do that or whatever.
But everything. But I think, again, like you're going to go and you're going to pick out stuff that you are not quite sure if it's going to look right or that you would never in a million years think you would like.
Ton of stuff.
You're going to try a ton on. And
do they
you're
give
gonna
you
go,
like a time limit?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, they do?
They give you an hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
To pick it and try it on?
They basically don't let you pick. They pick for you.
What?
You come in and you're like, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of dresses. It's something like Kleinfeld's.
They should give you longer than an hour.
You sit down and you say, this is what I'm thinking. I want mermaid. I want, you know, I want this. I want an A-line. I want a you know, princess skirt. I want whatever. And then, but with something like Kleinfeld's, you can say, I want, this is the dress.
Yeah.
And they'll probably pull that dress for you.
Oh,
you'll have a dress
okay.
that you're dreaming about.
Yeah.
And most likely you'll put it on and go, wow, either you're going to cry and you're going to love it. Or you're going to put it on and go, this really isn't what I think.
I know it's so plain, but I am plain. I know, but I'm plain Jane.
But you're going to put it on and you're not going to feel special.
Like this has like a little bit of like.
That's pretty. So you you like the big bottoms.
I think I do like the big bottoms. Because like if I'm going to fucking do it, I'm going to fucking do it.
Again,
but like
you'll
a very
know.
Corsety top.
You'll put it on and you'll know.
I definitely know. Like I know who's doing my hair and my makeup. Like I've got that pretty down. Key. Look at me. I have my Pinterest is
of
just
course.
one giant thing. I should separate this.
So you'll know. And again, it won't be like what you think you're going to want.
Guys, what should I do at my wedding? Please send me stuff. Please send me. If you've been married and what are do's and what do I not have to do at a wedding that everybody's like, you have to do.
You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. That's exactly what I would tell you.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
And I want to hear about your guys' wedding stories.
You sure?
Yeah, I do. I want to hear.
It's kind of like wanting to know birth stories before you get pregnant.
No, I just
want to
hear about the fucking the bridezilla stories.
You don't want to hear.
Why? I fucking watch bridezillas. I love it. I love that shit. I know shit's gonna go wrong at my wedding, but I'm gonna be so happy.
You're not gonna know about it.
I'll be like, whatever. I know. Yeah, you will, Danielle.
I will. That's the thing. You got to have that person that like takes control.
Danielle Harris.
Oh, you don't need a fucking wedding planner. I got that shit.
She's gonna be like, ah, fuck.
No, trust me.
She's like, the pizza truck cannot get up the fucking hill. It can't get up the fucking hill.
I got you. I do great under pressure. You don't have to worry about it. Trust me.
I forgot her dress. It's okay.
Oh no. So a couple of things I did that really worked is I picked for my bridesmaids. I picked a designer that had different styles.
Oh, cool.
But the same color.
Oh, so you went with different styles?
Yeah, different
styles.
Okay,
cool. What was your color?
It was like I don't know, like a nude rose color.
Cool.
Like
mine's
very,
gonna be
very simple. Yeah, that's like that color. Same thing.
Yeah.
Really pretty. So everyone had different body types. Everybody had just picked what felt good.
I can imagine
and
Dylan in like this beautiful plush suit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's going to look great.
And I bought my bridesmaids their dresses because I hated that I was in so many weddings as a bridesmaid and how much money I had to spend on ugly fucking dresses.
Yeah.
So I bought my bridesmaids dresses. And then, you don't, like, I didn't have a first dance. Like, I walked myself down the aisle.
Well, okay.
You know, they're just things that I was like, these are things I don't really, I didn't have a cake.
Really?
I didn't want a wedding cake, no.
Oh, I want a cake.
No,
I want a cake.
I wanted like lots of little treats, like things that you can like lots of desserts and little things that you could pick from. I wanted mochi ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Which they fucking served on a plate and put it out on the table. So when everybody picked it up, they bit in and then the ice cream got all over them because it was melted.
It's going to be very farm too, like farm style, like sort of
vibes.
Yeah,
we did that family style. Yeah. Didn't do buffet, just like big things on the table.
Yeah, I love that.
I got you, girl.
Hell yeah. Oh my God. This is going to be so exciting.
It's so fun.
Wow, we've been talking for
40 minutes.
We have 20 minutes left. No, great. This is great.
That's great.
I pulled something here that I want you to read to everybody because we were talking about it. Let me just go that way.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to talk sexy to you.
Yeah, let's talk sexy.
Oh shit. Hold on.
Okay. Got it.
So scientists finally have the answers surrounding female sexual phenomenon. What is this from? I don't know where this is from.
Daily Mail.
Daily Mail. Oh, dude. You've got to believe Daily Mail.
Yeah.
It's a female phenomenon that has baffled experts for hundreds, if not thousands of years. Yet scientists may have finally answered one of the biggest questions surrounding squirting.
Squirting.
Squirting. The liquid that spurts out during an orgasm originates in the bladder, meaning it's mostly urine. Yet the fluid expelled is not completely urine. Mm-hmm. It can contain female ejaculate, an experiment found. The bizarre study formed in Japan saw five women climax in a laboratory either through sex with their partner or masturbation. Interesting.
Would you do that? Would you, if there was like a study and you're like, yeah, sure, I'll spend 7 days trying to fucking squirt.
I mean, that's not a bad study. If it was like, take this medicine and you might get cancer, you want to join in this trial? I would be like, no. But it's, can we study you having orgasms?
Yes, sure.
You can sign me up
sign
for that
me
one.
Up.
Yes,
sign
please.
Me up.
So yes, please. So just before the squirting commenced, the clinic team entered the room to catch the emissions in a cup. They admitted it was difficult. Well,
yeah.
I mean, Jesus. All squirted fluids were blue. Interesting. This doctor, a sexologist based on the University of Gothenburg in Sweden, said this confirms that squirting does seem to originate from the bladder. But she told this new scientist there was still so many questions to be answered. She added, does the liquid have the same composition as urine? And why is it that some women expel this liquid and others don't? Four women involved in the study also experienced female ejaculation, a sensation different from the process of squirting itself. Interesting. Squirting refers to the involuntary expulsion. Mm-hmm. Of a fluid as clear as water and enough to make some women feel like they've wet themselves. In contrast, female ejaculate is a thicker, milky substance which is secreted in much lower quantities. Both are different to the lubricating fluid released during arousal, which the vagina oozes naturally in anticipation of sexual intercourse. This is very long. It is for this reason the researchers couldn't explicitly state that the squirt fluid was 100% urine. Huh. Well, if you're having sex, I mean...
Do you ever feel like you have to pee when you're having sex?
I've definitely gone so wet that I thought it was pee on him.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, uh-oh, oh, shit, babe, I'm not quite sure.
Oh, I've never felt that before, but okay.
Where it's so much, you're like, oh, shit, I really hope that wasn't pee.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm just comfy. I'm just like, this is great. It's comfy, comfy as can be.
I mean, it's different. Like, well, see, Tom doesn't come inside of you, though.
No.
See, it's different. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I go, to the bathroom after and it's like, oh, well, poop, there it is. But I don't know if it's like me or him. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can't
I don't know that sensation.
Oh my God. Can't wait. It's the best. It's really amazing. What did they call that? There was some kind of, cream pie.
Yeah. Cream pie.
Cream pie.
Cream pie.
Cream pie.
Cream pie.
So for decades, the theory that squirt is just urine has provided controversial. Some women insist it does not taste or smell remotely similar. The liquid is typically clear, unlike the yellowish tinge of urine. Huh. It's also said to have a sweet taste. Yet there was no other organ that scientists know of that was able to hold as much liquid as the bladder, meaning it is always likely the culprit. It is always likely culprit. One theory as to why squirting occurs is that the urethral muscles relax as a woman orgasms, making it difficult for her to hold in urine. The team behind the new study insisted, however, that it does not mean it is urinary incontinence. None of the women in the new study had any history of incontinence.
Wow. Huh. That's interesting. I was just
so they
like,
still don't really know what the fuck it is.
No.
Basically. It could be urine, but it's not yellow, so it might not be urine.
I just imagine those rooms of those women and the guys or the people outside just waiting to come catch it.
But I think it was... let's
sit on that thought for a minute, ladies and gentlemen.
And then I'm sure they were aroused.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't not be.
You can't not be, right?
No.
Yeah. You're just watching this?
Yeah, no, you have to be.
That's your job?
I'm like imagining it now and I'm totally forgetting my train of thought.
Sorry. Everybody else
I
is
have
too.
Asian porn in my brain right now imagining this study.
Should we go straight to the time is
a true crime case?
I don't think we have enough time for the true crime case, but we do have enough time for a 911 call and then one question.
Okay, let's do 911.
Okay,
talk 911 to me, Scout.
Okay, let's see here. I'm going to turn this guy up here. Make sure everybody can hear this.
911, what's the location of the emergency?
My daughter is missing.
What's your address, ma'am?
She's gone. We can't find her anywhere. I've called all her friends.
How old is she?
11.
Okay, what's her name, ma'am?
Carly, C-A-R-L-I, Inc.
And last name?
Brucia, B-R-U-C-I-A.
The footage you just watched.
So this girl, this 911 call was from her mother, and she was walking down the street, and she was approached by a gentleman, and he offered to buy her something in the store, mm-hmm. and she agreed to it, and he lured her around, and she disappeared. How crazy is that? This one's also hilarious.
Hang up on you.
No, don't hang up on me. Are your parents home?
My parents are home.
Can I talk to your mom or your dad?
You can talk to my dad.
Okay, get your dad for me. I want to talk to your dad.
Okay. Hello, this is Isaiah's dad.
Oh, Isaiah, I know it's still you.
Why do I feel like fucking Jagger is gonna do that? Hi, this is this is Danielle.
So I had one of my girlfriends last night met up for dinner, and she has a daughter named Kaya who's 5, and she started kindergarten, and she was saying that she got a call from the principal yesterday because she's been acting out. Oh. And the principal, she's like all over the place, and they said to her, Kaya, you have to pay attention. And she said, I can't pay attention because I got bit by a snake a week ago, and ever since I got bit by a snake, I can't pay attention.
Brilliant.
Totally made up.
Brilliant.
Who told?
Sounds like me. Brilliant.
It was like 2 seconds. Bit by a snake.
Who told her? YouTube. Cartoons. YouTube. TikTok.
Yep.
Oh, they've got tons of fucking lies now. Tons. Lies.
She's 5. I'm like, yeah, that's crazy.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's hilarious. Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah.
The lies just get worse and worse and worse. I think my lie, like, you know, I think I've told this before. Maybe I just told you. Like, I was homeschooled, and my mom homeschooled me, but she worked full time.
Of course.
So how'd that work out?
Yeah.
So the teacher's books were above,
of course,
the computer.
You just
and like
answered.
A lot of the time I didn't have anybody to fucking ask.
Right.
Like, what's happening? And then she'd be really tired, you know, after work, or I'd just be really scared that she'd be tired and that I would bother her with asking, you know, for help. So I would cheat from the teacher's book. And this is when I didn't know what, you know, the continuing the teacher's book. They didn't want to like fill out the rest of the sentence, so they just went dot 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 dot. Mm. And so I copied that, and I
oh my God.
And I didn't know what it meant at
Hilarious.
The time, and I was like, it was continue of thought. I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I did. Oh my God. And she was pissed off at me.
Oh my
pissed.
God.
Hilarious.
Okay, I've got this interesting question.
Okay.
This actually came in today, and I thought it was, I was a little confused about it, but we'll talk about it.
Cool.
So, fan question. They want to remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Danielle and Scout. My fiance and I have been together for a few months now, and it all happened so quickly. Meeting each other, falling in love, getting engaged, and moving in together. Like every couple, we have our ups and downs, sometimes more downs than ups, but that's just part of the relationship roller coaster, right? The issue I'm having is that while I do absolutely everything to make sure that his needs are being taken care of sexually, he has yet to take care of mine, like at all. We've had this conversation several times, and it always goes back to him telling me that he's used to being single and selfish and only having his own needs taken care of and not having much experience pleasing other men. However, I do know that he has been with other men. He's told me about his encounters with strangers he's cruised or met on Grindr. And yes, I've seen the pictures and videos. The fact that he won't jerk me off, suck me off, or even fuck me makes me feel undesirable and not sexy, and that maybe there's something wrong with me or that I'm doing something wrong. I sometimes even feel like I'm not even enough for him and will never be. What advice can you ladies give me? I'm tired of being a solo act, if you get what I'm saying.
Ooh, what do you think, Danielle?
Well, I wonder who proposed to who.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not getting what you need and you propose to him, I don't know why you did that. Because this guy seems like an asshole. And how could you be committing yourself to marriage if you haven't been intimate.
Yeah.
Intimacy is the thing that will keep you strong and mm-hmm. together. You could love someone, you could trust someone, you could have great conversation with someone, but if it's lacking in intimacy, especially sexually, it's not going to last. Mm-hmm. It's just not. And it's not going to get better. It doesn't get better. It gets harder. And then it gets better as you grow together. But if it's already starting off, I always say, like, you marry who you date. So yeah. If this is the way you are when you're dating, this is who you're going to marry. And are you okay marrying someone that makes you feel this way? Because you don't deserve to feel this way.
We also have to ask yourself, why were you okay with marrying somebody like that? You knew what you were getting yourself into.
So he's not married yet.
Well, they're engaged. Yeah. Like you know what you're getting. It's like me, like with my exes, like when I did get engaged with my ex, I was like, I knew what I was getting into, but why did I do that? Why?
Yeah.
It was because my you own don't fucking feel issues.
That you're worth more.
Worth it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my own issue. So I feel like there's something that you need to find within yourself with why you allowed yourself to go this fast with someone that is not meeting your needs.
Reciprocating.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being with someone that I was constantly giving sexually and not getting anything. I mean, you're saying he refuses to do this stuff to you. Mm-hmm. So because he's giving you the excuse that he's selfish. He sounds like he's a narcissist, but that doesn't, I mean, I don't, how can you be with someone that it sounds like he's not attracted. Mm-hmm. You and your men, like, you guys should be fucking all the time. Like, you're gay men. You should be all the time. So, and he's not asexual. He's not, obviously there's other things that could be going on, but the fact that he still wants to receive and he's not willing to give is incredibly selfish. And you need to put your foot down and get out.
Yeah, I think you need to put yourself first too. I think there's some healing that you need to do within yourself first.
Your needs met and you've got to heal.
Yeah, 100%.
You deserve more than this, you know?
Trust me, it's not going to work in the long haul.
No. Not going to work. You have one more. I would say you have to have a conversation because you are engaged. Mm-hmm. And you moved pretty fast. So I think because you're planning that, I think you need to have the conversation that this doesn't work for me. And if this is the way it's going to continue, and not in a threatening way, you can leave with love still, mm-hmm. and just say, this is just what you need in your life. And you don't want to spend your whole life in a situation like this. We always say, as Scout would say, you guys, one life, man.
One fucking life, man. I do say it like that. Hilarious.
One fucking life,
How
man.
Do you want to live it? Who do you want to live it with?
Yeah, live your best
simple,
life.
Simple, easy questions.
You shouldn't be stressed out. This must make you sick. Make you feel like a piece of shit when you go to bed at night.
Oh my God.
That your partner doesn't want to touch you.
Feeling. No. I do not miss that feeling. Ugh. Ugh. Don't do it to yourself, guys. No. Don't do it to yourself. Well, this is a lot of love and I like this episode. This is great.
This is great.
Ooh. Well,
so next,
you.
I think next week we're going to have our mortician episode, right?
Yes.
So stay tuned stay tuned. Tune in next Tuesday for our mortician guest.
He's amazing. It was so great.
Really interesting. We learned a lot, you guys.
Yes.
A lot of creepy shit.
Stay tuned, y'all.
Stay tuned. And if you want to watch us and not just listen to us, make sure you join our Patreon and you get videos every week, the day that it comes out on Spotify and Apple and all, you know, everywhere that podcasts can be found. We love you guys. Have an amazing Tuesday. See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.